The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And all the time. Can we give big applause to the baby Jesus? Can we give big applause to the Holy Family, the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? Please sit. As I said at the beginning of Mass, I want my reflection this morning to be a little different from the usual. Sometimes we might think that our family is the best. That's good. So also it's good to hear stories from other families too. You can say, wow, that's great. Sometimes you might think, my family, wow, is the worst in this world. I don't know why I was born into this family. But it's also good when you hear stories from others. You say, oh, why is not as bad after all? So this morning, as I said at the beginning of Mass, every family has its joys, every family has its sorrows, and also the Holy Family have their joys and they have their sorrows. The birth of Jesus was a time of joy for the Holy Family, even though they could not find a proper place to give birth to him. You can see there's some problems there. And not long after his birth, they had to go to Egypt, into exile in Egypt. You see, some issues there, and so on and so forth. Then there was the Cana, the wedding feast. It was a time of joy. Definitely later Jesus will suffer and die. Time of sorrow. So this is part and parcel of every family. So now the floor is open. If anyone wants to share something with us about his or her family or the joys of Christmas or whatever, the mic is free. It's available. I will bring the mic to you so that you can then speak and we hear you. The Lord is good. And all the time, I know we are not shy in St. Francis Xavier Church. So is anyone who wants to say something? The mic is available. Who will have the first courage? Who will have the courage to break the ice? The Lord is good. Yeah. Or the child want to tell us something about the family? Anyone who is available, the mic will come down. Okay. Good. At least the Bible, the first reading, the gospel talks about prophetess Anna. So I think it's good now we're having, maybe this must be the prophetess Anna. Okay, good.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Anne, and I'm not a local. I actually come from Holy Family Parish in Darwin. So I could be celebrating in Darwin with the Holy Family Parish. But what brought me to Frankston, I have family that live here. I have a daughter that lives here. I have a son that lives in Melbourne. And I came down with my daughter-in-law and her three children and another daughter to celebrate Christmas with them. And we had a very joyful time together, and we're looking forward to the new year when my son and his wife are expecting a newborn.
Oh, so yeah. You see? New Year Day. Okay. The Lord is good. Another time. Okay, the mic is still available. Anyone who would like to share something? Yeah, good. Every day you hear the voice of Father Chinua or Father Jude. So now we want to hear your own voice about the family. Family is very, very important. So don't be afraid of anything you want to share. Just as we are moved by the Spirit. Any other? Okay, there's a hand at the back there. Okay, great. Okay.
My name's Errol, and we were going to have we're having a Christmas dinner, and there was only going to be probably about eight. But my wife is very, very, very giving. And she opened up the house, and it ended up being about 25. So we had to set up all these tables and food, etc. Now, if I can quickly say, there's one thing that I learned over the years, but Christmas is very giving. So we opened up the house to virtually anyone that didn't have anywhere to go for Christmas. There was a couple of situations where my son's best friend, his family had a bad divorce, so he had nowhere to go because they moved, so he came across. Another one of his friends, we had another situation where my daughter's best friend's mother, they had also an exchange student, and their family for some reason said, no, we're not going to cater for this situation, so we took them all in. So I guess my message is we just opened up the whole house, and believe it or not, the dynamics made it a wonderful Christmas. That's all I have to say.
The Lord is good. Another time. Okay. Does anyone? Yes. Good. It's good to hear stories about families. So then there will always be something you can learn from another family, you know, their joys and their sorrows. So any other person, the last person, otherwise we continue with the celebration. Any son, any daughter that wants to tell us something about the family? We know, you know, families are special, and it's true, you know, from what we have shared, what our sister and brothers have told us, there's the joy, and sometimes also there is the sorrow. You know, I remember, I mean, when a child is born, it's a time of joy for the family. We say, oh, yes, my baby, baby, oh, yeah. As the baby, you know, continues to grow, sometimes the behavior. Sometimes he behaves like mom, or some may behave like dad. Some, we don't know where this one come from, you know? But they are all gifts from God. So, the sign of a good family, I've said this many times, is not the absence of problems. If there's any family in this world that does not have a problem, it's not an earthly family. I think that family lives in heaven. So the difference is just how problems are solved, not the absence of one, even in the Holy Family. Mary, baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph had to go to Egypt, you see? But they solved their problems together. They were together, during joy, and also together during sorrow, helping each other to carry the load, celebrating in each other's joy or happiness, and then helping each other to carry the load in times of difficulty. I've said this story before, and on a day like this, I wish to repeat it. It was one of the experiences I had when I was a parish priest in Broadmeadows. And this experience actually touched my life in a deep way. Because it also shows some pains, some difficulties that family go through. This family, I know them, I know the you know, other siblings also, other children from that family, their parents, wow, are always in the church. I know them very well. And this woman, often I'll see her with her two daughters. Both of them had disability, but one was severe. The other one can manage. And every time, I've not met the husband or their partner. You know, today, this time, you know, you don't know what to say. When you see a man and a woman, you don't know whether he's going to say husband and wife or partner or de facto. I don't know. No, names now have changed. So one day, because I know the woman in and of very well, so I could ask her, I said, where is the dad of these children? And then she told me that their dad could not cope, so he left because the two children were living with disability. You see? So it's difficult. But these are realities families are going through. So the woman then was left alone to look after these two children living with disability. It's not easy to look after people living with disability. It's hard work. It needs special grace. But with the Holy Family, as I've explained, they are presented to us today as a model because they were together in moments of joy and together in moments of difficulty. That is something about the Holy Family, not the absence of problems, not the absence of difficulties, but they helped each other to shoulder the difficulties. So that's what we are asked today to emulate. So children, as you're growing up, especially when you get to the teenage age, you might look at mom and dad, you think that they are very stupid. They can't understand. But when you get older and get to the age of mom and dad, you can look back and say, wow, my mom and dad were very wise. They were very incapable, and so on and so forth. So we pray in a special way, we present all our families this morning before the Lord, and ask the Lord to bless every family and give them strength to celebrate together in moments of joy, to support each other through moments of difficulty, through Christ our Lord. The Lord is good. Another time.